Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's almost always about that. But today, it's not about that. It's about the holiday season and about Mike Leavitt. Mike, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We're very happy to have you. We record these intros after we do the episode. Wow. So we, sorry to give away the magic, but we just had a lot of fun. So I can tell you this energy that I'm bringing, which is high intensity, high speed, high excitement, is because of how much fun we had with Mike.
This is our Christmas Eve episode, and we sing Christmas carols, and we sing songs that have never been sung before and will never be sung again. We talk about babies, we talk about equity in tech companies, and we talk about...
Horses.
Quite a bit.
We do talk about horses. You can find people. Where can people find you, Mike?
At SpongeMike123.
At SpongeMike.
A handle I chose when I was a senior in high school.
At SpongeMike123. Truly, you will fall in love with Mike during this episode in the way that we have fallen in love with Mike in our actual lives. Thank you so much for listening. We love y'all. My special is out. Go watch it if you haven't already watched it. And if you have already watched
it, favorite Christmas
watch it again.
Movie. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Follow Mike Leavitt at SpongeMike123, and Grant, hit it.
Mom said.
Wait, that's cute.
Can I say, I had a man on a dating app message me yesterday, WYD.
And? What time?
I threw my phone into the ocean after that.
What time was WYD?
I don't even... No, because I was like, always something. I'm always D something. Get out of my fucking
Woodbridge Park.
Oh, you know what happens at Woodbridge Park.
We're gonna find out.
I feel like we should greet the people. Hey, we've already done a little intro, so you already know that this is Mike Leavitt, a friend of ours who's a comedic performer and writer and actor and singer, and there's nothing Mike can't do. Mike is...
basically everything you do, but less.
No. Not at all.
And an all-around good-looking person. Not watching on the YouTube...
You're going to want to tune into the video because this is one of the more handsome creatures on God's green earth.
Whoa!
And you're going to want to see my GQ... proud subscriber hat.
Are you a proud subscriber?
Are you getting that on camera?
Oh my God, are we picking it up? Are we picking up proud subscriber?
You're getting the exclusive announcement that I am a proud subscriber of GQ. Just digital.
Now, what do feel like you get out of that, being a subscriber, besides the social cachet, of course?
Oh, the social cachet is everything. I get a sense of pride from subscribing to a periodical of sorts.
Being a supporter, a patron of media.
A patron of gentlemen, really.
Well, and it's
Gentlemen's Quarterly.
It's a dying industry.
So if I can contribute
even a dollar a month.
Totally.
I do what I can. I do my part.
I only follow them on Instagram. Does that mean that I qualify for the hat?
You don't.
Okay, I need to pay.
You need to put your... wallet
where my Instagram
likes are.
Yeah. Hey everybody, put your wallet where your likes are.
Stage capitalism.
Put your wallet where your fucking likes are, you guys.
Propaganda. Hey,
I don't even find the articles that good.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
There's so many articles.
Oh my God. Can we sing a tiny bit just to warm ourselves up? Can we sing a little bit of Jingle Bell Rock?
Yeah.
I have the words over here if we need them.
They're so far away.
Grant, is this absolutely biffing our shot if I throw my keyboard right here for everyone? Can't even see it!
Is this a boy key or a girl key?
It's Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell.
So, boy key.
Really? That's a boy key?
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell.
All right, here we go.
Hitting it on the octave.
Six.
It's a little sick.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell swing and Jingle Bell ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Hey.
Now the jingle hop has begun.
What do we think a jingle hop is? Do we know what a jingle hop is?
No, yeah, we do.
A festive bellhop.
I thought it was a fork.
A festive bellhop.
I'm sure you're right.
Someone who's a seasonal hire at
a
hotel.
Yes, for the busy season. Plaza.
That's perfect. What a bright time.
It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time. It's a swell time to go riding
said riding, not gliding.
Okay. I said it.
What? Okay.
It's because I can't see the words for me.
You said go riding.
You are not off book.
Here's the thing. If we're going to be riding, we might as well be gliding.
Think about that.
Think about that. Hey.
I'm
hey,
trying to think of a time.
May your holiday season be filled with gliding and not riding.
Hey, come on now.
You know what I mean?
When's the last time you were in a sleigh?
Last time I was in a literal sleigh?
A literal sleigh. Okay. We're not talking about a state of sleigh, which we are constantly in.
Because I was going to say, this morning, babe.
Come on,
this morning.
W-Y-D.
Always sleigh.
W-Y-D-D, sleigh.
D, sleigh. I-D, sleigh. Oh, my God.
Last time I was in a one-horse open sleigh, fuck. It would have to be...
I don't know if I've ever done that. Like, been in New York and been in those, like, horsies. Yeah. I guess there are horsies outside of New York, but that's where
horsies
my brain went.
Horsies outside of New York.
Is that true? Are there horsies outside of New York?
That sounds like a wonderful Rodgers and Hammerstein musical.
I just recalled it was about 7 years ago in downtown Detroit.
Downtown Detroit? Mm-hmm. You don't hear about the sleighs in Detroit.
They're
good
so
old
rare.
Chevrolet. Good old Chevy.
You know, they call it the Motor City, but there is the lesser known sleighs.
Why were you in a sleigh in Detroit?
We're from Detroit, and I was visiting there for Christmas, and I was ice skating with some friends, and there was an opportunity to be going on like a horse-drawn moment.
Where in Detroit are you from?
Not Detroit.
Not Detroit, just north of Detroit, but...
Rochester.
No. There's horsies outside of New York. You know there's lots of horsies... outside of New York.
No, I wish.
That's crazy.
There's some horsies in Detroit. There's
brand new
horsies in Detroit. And there's horsies outside of New York.
There's horses outside of New York. I don't have a horse. There's probably horses somewhere in Ohio as well.
Thought you were gonna say Ohio.
Yeah, felt like we were doing sort of a Midwest thing, but it turns out that you were kind of keeping it a little California-centric. That's
I would
fine.
Say New York is East Coast, so it's not really a Midwest thing, is it?
Okay, you're right.
You
fair.
Know where there are lots of horsies?
Tell me where there's lots of horsies.
The kind of main place there are horsies in the Midwestern state, Kentucky.
Oh, that's the famous place with the Derby. That's Kentucky, right? There have the Derby.
Where are all the horsies from New York?
They dream to go to Kentucky someday. All the horsies in New York, they're trying to leave the city.
Because guess what?
Yeah.
Kentucky is New York.
For horses, yeah. Kentucky is New York. For horses, Kentucky is New York.
But more of the yee-haw kind and not the ho-ho-ho.
Yeah, more of the yee-haw.
More of the yee-haw kind and not the ho.
That was
I think we did lose the plot and then find it again, find a new plot.
Mike found it and then we lost it again and then we found it and then really it was very good. I do like Kentucky. Kentucky is the New York for horsies.
Kentucky being the New York for, because think about that. That's where you want to end up.
That's where you go.
That is the end game.
And then there's some horses that like go to Kentucky for like 4 or 5 years and then move back to New York
jaded.
And talk about Kentucky
that's
for the
so
rest of their lives. God. Do you know what I mean? Well, they're like... I had an apartment in Kentucky.
The stables there are so overpriced.
And
so tiny.
And they're in their stables with their friends being like, Kentucky.
Bluegrass state where all horses made of. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Where do the horsies work while they're pursuing their horse dream?
Oh, in Kentucky.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
They're baristas. They're
There's
baristas.
A ton yes. of horsey baristas.
The Horseshoe Grill.
The Horseshoe Grill, classic. Where
it's kind of like
goes,
a slutty, it's a novelty
it's
a, restaurant.
Yeah, it's a coyote
slutty,
ugly kind
it's
of.
Slutty horses. It's horses and crop
You
tops.
Don't want to find out your daughter started working at the Horseshoe Grill. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Doing her shift at the Horseshoe.
Clopper. Maybe it's called Cloppers.
Cloppers.
Cloppers. Oh, no. And if they're not hot enough, they're baristas at the human Starbucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The human Starbucks.
Human Starbucks.
It's called Human Starbucks, but it's for horses.
That's so
Wait,
dumb.
I think we've really cracked the
I
world
do think
here.
We've cracked it. I do think we've cracked it.
But here's the thing. Has BoJack Horseman kind of taken horse? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And if can there's anyone who has again? Taken horse, and yeah, I'm not sure we can touch horse because they've taken horse.
Taken horse?
BoJack has taken horse.
What do you mean taken horse?
Like, well, we can't do horse. If the subject is horse, BoJack did horse.
I don't feel like BoJack did horse big enough for it to be...
Even though it's in the name, and he is.
Right, but...
Do you know what I'm saying? It's in the name, and he is. No, do you know what I mean?
No, it's a really good point, but I just feel like... I feel like horse is a... Horse?
Horse.
Horse is a wide enough subject that we can do horse more than once.
I agree. Also, it's actually kind of like a huge, like, niche genre.
Horse.
I don't even know if I call it niche, but it's like there are horse girls.
Like
there are
Spirited?
Horse girls. Yes. Yeah, it's yeah, like there's yeah, a whole yeah, genre yeah. of even media.
No, yeah, I had yeah, a yeah. movie Girl with growing horse. Up
You're totally right.
that was like, it was like this group of friends that all rode horses, and it was like a horse girl movie, but they like braided each other's hair and they would get in fights and they all had horses. And I, watching that movie when I was a little girl, I was like, this is the epitome of being alive. Like, if I had friends that friends that I like put on outfits with and then we rode horses, that's it.
In Kentucky?
I don't know where it was
where
set,
else
but it was set
it?
Somewhere.
Where else would
and,
it be?
And it felt really important to me as a child. And then I got older and I was like, now my new dream is owning a pool.
Oh, pool. From horse to pool?
From horse to pool. And I'm having a fear that once I get a pool, I won't have a dream after that.
Well, maybe you want a horse. Maybe you want a horse again.
Maybe you'll go back to horse. The horse to pool to horse.
Do you care about pool? Like, do you want pool? Are you aspiring to pool?
Well, here's the thing. I never cared that much about pool. And now, honestly, what my brain went to is having a baby and having a kid. The whole kid thing around pool, all they do is scare you. So now I'm like, it took the sex appeal out of pool. Because now it's like drown vibes. You know what I mean? It went
Please
from
don't
like
say drown vibes when you talk about
it
my
went
dreams.
From like laying out drinking Mai Tais to like gotta put a like waterproof bracelet on the kid in case it falls in it the bracelet
isn't
screams.
That like primal wound of Bruce Willis in what's that movie called? Broken.
Die Hard.
Not Die Hard. No, the one where he can't get hurt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Over the Hedge. Yeah,
he is amazing. I love his
Isn't
work.
Isn't he in Over the Hedge?
Yes.
He's the...
It's actually in a stack. It's a stacked
movie.
Voice
It's like
cast.
Steve Carell. Ben Folds did like a bunch of the music for it too, didn't
hey,
it?
No one steal this. We should turn that into a musical.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Over the Hedge.
TM.
No, but you're totally right. But you have to just lean into the fact, like put everyone in like ridiculous, like Shrek it. Do it Shrek style.
Shrek
put
it.
Everyone in, hey, Shrek it.
Shrek it.
Put everyone in like
Shrek?
The squirrel is like, has a tail.
Yes.
You can't like make
no,
it
it's
humanoid.
Like, yeah, I'm a squirrel, but it's like
yeah.
a grout fit.
No, but it has to be squirrel.
Besides Shrekking Over the Hedge, what is your biggest dream? Is it pool?
How do you feel about pool?
Is it pool or is it not, fame?
Is it pool or is it fame?
The only two options. Hey, pool people move
fame.
To LA
In the
for
binary
two reasons.
Pool and fame.
This is why people come to LA from Chicago.
Do what you want pool or do you want fame? You
what I chicly always say is I just dream to be successful. And I guess fame would be a symptom of success.
A symptom.
Oh.
Fame is a symptom of success.
Amen. Wow.
What we want to do.
That is really incredible.
Someone take this man's temperature because he's symptomatic.
Symptomatic. I want to take a quick second to say that I just did a holiday show with Mike. Which Allie came to see and Grant came to see, and some of you saw
famously
live stream with Rachel Bloom, blah, blah, blah.
Crash the site, I'm sure. There's
crashed,
so many
literally
of you
broke
guys.
Dynasty Typewriter's website. And I kept coming home from rehearsals. This is a genuine jokes out of the room compliment. I kept coming home from rehearsals saying to my wife, Mike is maybe one of the like best people I've ever met. Like,
he
very great performer.
Not performer.
No.
Fine performer.
And I knew it. And I knew
said,
it. I could
said,
feel
I
as I was
him
saying
to
it.
Stay in the show because he's a good guy.
I feel like I Look, could feel as I was saying it that it was going to turn into what you guys turned it into. And I fucking knew it. But I genuinely said, was like,
He said, I know he's a stinker, but he's a really nice guy.
God, an absolute dud on stage, but a kind person. And we've talked about this, and I mentioned it to them, but our friend KTB in New York, yes. I don't know if we talked, I gave you like the full deets, but like on tour, KTB lived in our house. Like he lived with our family
KTB's when
we
were part
in
Detroit.
He's like one of our people.
I just got full body chills.
Yeah.
Yeah. KTB took care of me basically. Like the 3 days a week he was at the theater were my favorite days.
There's something about his spirit.
I'm sure he listens.
KTB 2012.
Wow. That's his Instagram handle. KTB 2012.
A wonderful Coney reference. I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be a 2012 Coney but talk reference.
Talk about someone who is such good vibes.
Yes.
It is a walk in the room vibe.
Kind and ageless.
Truly ageless.
Hold a gun to my head. I couldn't even guess within the decade how old he is.
I actually don't think I could either.
I know because I know, but I
know
say.
Because I know.
I know because but I know, but I won't
say.
He pulls
from like 21-year-olds to like...
Yeah.
like 50. Perfect. I mean, he could be anything.
Perfect. Anyway, we love KTB. We love Mike. One of my favorite people. So we had drinks after the show. It is mutual. We had drinks after our second holiday show. And this is how you know Mike is a good person. Ready? I had one martini. Count them. One. And I look at Mike everyone.
Gabe is a stupid lightweight. I'm not a lightweight. So Gabe, one martini, is a little loopy.
No.
Fatherhood, you're probably already a little slap happy drunk.
I was fine. I look at everyone as we're all about to leave the bar, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to lime scooter home. That sounds fun. And Mike, very sweetly, not condescendingly, very sweetly goes, oh my gosh, that's great. Are you okay to do that?
I just wanted to make sure.
And I was immediately in that moment was like, oh, Mike is a good boy.
Imagine that being your legacy.
Imagine.
Father of one dies
after on lime
one
scooter.
Martini on lime scooter.
One martini post the holiday musical
outside of Akbar.
Yeah. Can neither confirm nor deny that's where he was.
Dishonor on our family.
Yeah,
truly. We never live it down. Okay,
looked me dead in the eyes and said, are you okay to do that?
That's sweet.
So sweet.
By the way, this is our Christmas episode. It's our holiday episode. Oh.
Yes.
And so Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. If you don't celebrate Christmas, you can celebrate whatever you celebrate and know that we hope it's happy for you. And I want to talk about holiday traditions. But first...
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the happiest.
We don't need a second verse.
My favorite part.
I'm so sorry.
I just give you happiest.
Let me give you happiest.
It's the
great job.
Do you think they were like, fuck, we need one more syllable?
They totally did. They were like, or do you think in between hap and happiest, he couldn't find the word? Like it was on the tip of his tongue. He's the hap.
Oh, he's helping.
It's like an acting beat.
He's helping with your line reading.
Yeah, he's like, happiest. Oh my God, I couldn't find that word. I couldn't find the word happiest.
It also elicits a similar sort of saying that we remembered like a couple weeks ago on the podcast, which is when people used to go hip hip and then everyone would say hooray.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Hip hip.
Hooray!
You mean like in like the 1800s?
Someone did it at a party that Gabe and I were at the other day. It was like three cheers for the hosts. And then everyone was like, hip hip. Hooray! Hip hip! Hooray!
There's a certain level of nice house.
I was going to say
kind of leaks back in.
Very step.
These were very
feels
wealthy.
Very Stepford
these
for
were
some
very
reason.
Wealthy people, and they were saying hip hip hooray at the party.
Yeah, but we were saying
vibes. It's scary. Yeah. Why is that scary?
I know.
I thought it was really adorable.
A horror film called Hip Hip.
And at the very last
hip,
line of the film
dot,
is...
Dot, dot, dot.
Hooray.
Blackout.
It's the character is finally turned. Our main girl, Brittany Snow, has finally
returned. Has to be Brittany Snow.
She turns to the camera and goes, Hooray.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I tee you up for that better? Because I really like
yeah.
Maybe Allie and I will say, maybe we'll say hip hip as if okay. we're being, we just S-T-A realized, we okay. just realized that Brittany Snow is. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Oh, my God. You got Grant on that one. Grant, how you doing over there, bud?
Grant.
You haven't done good. Any talking in 29
How
minutes.
How could he? We haven't given
minutes.
Him one.
I don't think there's
single
been
second
a,
of
I am brother now.
There hasn't
been a breath of space.
Yeah, you're right.
We could do. Let's do Grant's Journal early.
Oh wow, Grant's Journal. Early.
Grant's Journal. I heard Grant's Journal.
Grant's Journal.
So basically, Mike Grant is learning how to journal right now. He's never journaled before in his life.
Did you say Mike Grant?
No, I said
so. Mike Grant.
Basically, Mike. Grant, Mike, comma.
Basically, my Grant is learning how to journal.
My Grant is learning how to journal, and he's never journaled before, and every week he just practices writing some thoughts in his journal, and he'll read them out loud to
how's
us.
How's it going?
Pretty.
As a bad journaler myself.
I'm still working on
safe
it.
Safe space.
I'm still working on it, for sure, and you'll see in the two questions I'm about to ask. First one is, I was curious, would you rather have a Dungeons & Dragons son or a horse girl daughter?
Oh, this is a really good question.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I think Dungeons and Dragons son.
I'm going to be so honest. Dungeons and Dragons son.
I think so too. Only
I know them. I know them.
Yeah. Me too. And there's horse girl. I think Dungeons and Dragons son implies that son will have friends because Dungeons and Dragons implies community.
Mm.
Horse girl
freak
makes
friends.
Me nervous.
A small community of freak friends.
As,
yes, that's
as
character
per
building.
The video I watched when I was a little girl, the horse girl will also have friends. And can I say,
but are they human?
Sinister friends.
Can I just
human?
Say,
right.
They
right.
will, but that's character building. I will say, y'all are just cowards because you don't think you could be in the tax bracket to be able to support the horse girl okay. daughter.
Maybe I don't want to support
I
that
can.
Habit. I don't want to support that habit.
That habit.
That addiction.
That addiction to the sweet, sweet
I'm picking horse girl
life.
Daughter, and we're riding off into the
Here's
sunset.
The thing. My best friend is a horse girl, and she still rides to this day. And she's a
where?
Wonderful person. In New York. If
she
you can
rides
believe
in
it.
New York?
Yes.
What?
That horse will make it someday.
She's ridden
to
horses.
Kentucky.
Just through Tribeca?
I know. The horse is longing for a better life. A bigger, better life.
Whatever. My horse girl daughter will be blowing dust
blowing
and horse
dust.
Farts but into the face of your nerd sons.
Horse farts. I just, here's the thing. I think a horse girl implies that early on, she knows of a better life. Like, she knows of the better life already. And I think that scares me.
I love a woman who demands more.
The Dungeons & Dragons son, that is an arc.
Yeah.
That is a, you aren't peaking my goy.
You are peaking my goy. Hey, my goy.
My
goy,
you ain't peaking.
No.
I played Dungeons & Dragons with my friends recently. And
that wasn't
the
question.
That wasn't.
Dungeons & Dragons girl is not on the menu.
I was supporting your point by saying the dungeon master that came and led us through a game was kind of hot.
Yes.
But he probably wasn't in middle school, to your point.
No, there's no way.
He had to suffer.
Well, think about those little freaks on Stranger Things. No. They're
yes.
saving they're Dungeons and Dragons boys. They're saving the world.
They're saving
as we
the
speak.
World.
Those 40-year-olds are saving
those
40 the
year
world.
Olds, hey, look, they're doing it. They're all paying
they're all paying
child support and saving the world.
Grant, what was the second thing in your journal?
Who's fucking more? D&D son or horse girl daughter?
Now, assuming they're of age.
Horse girl.
Horse girl.
Horse girl,
and
but
hey,
has given
and
the
I
first
just,
hand job
but,
in her class.
But also just want to say thank you so much to Allie for sliding, assuming they're of age, right before I shouted, horse girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really thankful for you to go ahead and slip that
your ass.
Right in there before I shouted,
we're
horse
not going
girl.
Down. We're not going down on this question. Mom horse said pod is not going down on this question.
Not with
now,
Mike
I will
pod.
Say nerds be fucking way more than you think.
True.
Sure.
And
with
D&D
other freaky nerds.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And what'd you call the master?
Dungeon master?
Yeah.
The master? That's what
called.
You call them.
That's
the DM?
The DM.
Yes. The DM.
Mad hey, kinky.
Anyway. WID DM.
My best friend's boyfriend is a DM.
Prove it.
TJ, he really wants us to play with him.
Mike, you should. There's something kind of hot about it.
Yeah, structured improv.
Yeah, it's structured improv
and character
That's why I was so good at it. My friends were stunned. They were like, Allie, what is this? And I was like, I ultimately did go to theater school and told no one. I've kept it a secret this long.
Well, you're wearing fur, my love.
Title of app. You're wearing fur, my love.
I want to be D&D son because there's this like board game store by my place where every Friday night every Friday night I see this bitch packed to the gills with dudes playing like D&D or whatever.
And they're having the time of their life. They're using their imaginations. Yeah.
And imagine that's what you're bonding over is world building and storytelling.
Yes. And imaginative play.
Yes.
Very healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Here's my second question. Is pregnancy the new coastal elite status symbol?
Interesting.
Holy cow. Give me 10 seconds to unpack the words you just put together. Is pregnancy
No.
the new coastal elite status symbol?
It's not. It's only an elite status.
Take your time.
It's only an elite status symbol on the coasts. Plenty of people in the heartland of America are getting pregnant and having babies every day.
That's kind of what my question was. Like people getting pregnant in LA.
A status symbol for the coastal elites.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Because if you can afford to get pregnant in LA and New York, you're rich.
Speaking as a guy who has a baby in LA, I'm not rich at all. I'm just a regular guy, and it just makes our apartment feel a little bit smaller now that there's a tiny creature, but they come with so much stuff. But I do find that everyone I know that is pregnant or having a baby is a little bit fancier than me and my wife.
To have a baby, you have to have equity in a tech company.
Oh, do you agree with this, Mike?
Do you have equity?
I do not have equity.
Does Lauren have equity?
Okay, now we found it. My wife is a little bit fancier than me, and she has equity. How do you think Gaby gets to live his little dreams? Is the because of the beautiful wife that I have?
Now, does Carmen have equity?
I'm thinking technically she has equity.
You gotta start 'em young.
On the equity train, start 'em young. On the equity train,
start 'em more.
Yes, the equity train, toot toot.
It's the equity train.
Yeah, get on.
It's the only way you can live.
That's right. That's
in
how
a city
you get
in America.
I have no equity anywhere. I don't have a baby.
Right.
I have two roommates.
And that's equity in friendship.
Wow. This is interesting. The baby. I'm really thinking about. I think you're right. You to truly have a kid here, you have to have a certain level of security.
Yeah.
And no, but I'm just, what I'm saying is what I've learned recently in my life is no one can, well, very few people can make enough dollars base salary to sustain a safe financial life here. One must have equity.
Hey, please don't have equity. Please don't play this clip for Lauren. Don't play this in front of her to say the words that you just said of no one makes enough money to safely have a kid in this town because we're trying. We're out here.
No, but she does. She is that.
And you
You're right,
are.
She is that. Also, but really what it is insurance, bro. All us freelance ass people don't have any insurance. That's the hard part. Grant and I saw a statistic the other day that for the first time in history in 2022, was it, Grant? You sent me this?
I don't remember. One of the recent years.
2022 or 2023.
The year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord, AD, was the first time in history that women over 40 were having babies more than women under 25.
No. Under 20.
Under 20.
Can I say?
Yeah.
That warms the cockles of my Christmas heart. As I am a woman who
the cockles of your cervix.
The cockles of my cervix.
That warms the cockles of my ovaries. As I am a woman who would love to have a child, but am at the ripe age of 31, still.
Same age.
Moving through the world as a single person. And that's okay.
Single people.
And that's my
31.
Age better.
Same age. Hey,
Should
Mike.
We have a child?
I think. Oh, I can leave you guys to figure this out if you want.
I do like your fur.
Yeah, thank you. And by the way. Equity. Think about that.
Al, do you have a pitch to Mike of why you guys should have a baby?
Yeah. I assume I'm fertile, but I don't know. I've got a couple things going for me at the moment.
like, do you think this could be a good fit? Did you know you'd come on this podcast and we'd try to pitch this as a thing?
Mike. You must know something, Abby. I have many girls in my life who also want me to have their kids.
Wow.
There is this phenomenon with girls and gay guys where the girl wants the gay guy to impregnate them.
That makes total sense. And that's largely because, and this is a generalization, and I don't mean to be rude to straight men or even gay guys.
No, be rude. They deserve
it. But
it
does seem like gay guys, in the general sense, in parenthood and throughout life, would be more helpful as well.
And our genes are better.
That's right. Better skin.
Figuratively and literally.
That's right.
Both the DNA and the Levi's are better.
The D-E-N-I-M.
The DNA and the D-E-N-I-M are better.
So Mike basically just said, get in line.
Maybe there's a Hunger Games.
Get in line.
Oh, this is City Girl Hunger Games.
I'd win that.
We have this 6'10" handsome man who is willing.
You're not 6 foot
but
ten,
only
you
one of you has
6'4".
But only one. Mm. Oh, I've never heard a person.
6'4".
I was gonna say, I've never heard a person at 6'4" go 6'4".
No, I don't want to be taller.
You don't want to.
I prefer to be shorter.
What do you think is ideal? 6'2"? 3"?
I think 6'1" to 6'3" is the hottest height.
Yeah. 6'4", you're feeling too tall because
yeah,
it
you start to
like,
enter stilt world. But
how about planes? Are your knees clapping the front?
I'm honestly fine, and I actually am weird where I kind of like to be. I like to feel small in a space.
You like to be sort of
so like I don't
baby
mind.
Voldemort at the
I've
end.
Actually,
of-
I've switched. This is kind of crazy. I've switched from aisle to window in terms of preference.
Whoa!
I'm now window.
Whoa!
That's shocking to me. I'm
window
aisle
seeking
till
aisle.
The day I die because I have to pee.
Really
do you think there's
question.
Anyone in the world? That like their like full chested preference is middle.
Freaks.
I can
the D&D boys.
I sat next to a lady once reading and was like kind of scooching around in her seat, reading 50 Shades of Gray, and she was in the middle and our knees were touching. And she was kind of doing like some seat scooching in a way that I was like,
guys, this is supposed to be the Christmas episode.
I have a really important question.
Okay, Grant.
Mike, are you torso tall or femur tall?
Oh,
thank you for asking.
Mm. Oh my God.
I'm femur tall.
That's great. Hey,
and
Mike.
Torso tall. I mean, my torso's like a good height.
And torso.
But my
tall.
Legs are, I think.
Where the height is?
Yes. You chop me in half. I think that is still 6 feet right there.
Yeah, wow.
That's
hey,
not
Mike.
The math.
Can you teach the listeners? Can you teach the listeners about a game that
oh,
you
I
recently invented?
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask,
we had,
Gabe.
We had Angela on the podcast.
Wait, can I say something?
Already.
Can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be 6'6" on the moon.
Oh, 6'6".
Wow, why
on
is that the
moon?
Hottest thing anyone has ever said to me? Hey, you'd be 6'6".
You'd be 6'6" on the moon.
Allie, all of a sudden, you've gone up in
you've
spots.
Gone,
thank
wow.
You.
Sliding up the leaderboard.
Have you met my friend Anne?
No.
I just feel like you would
Sundell.
Really get, yeah, Anne Sundell. I just feel like you two actually would really hit it off. And or you'd be formidable foes and like a
either way,
complimentary.
Cool.
I actually, first of all, I would love a foe. I don't have one right now. It's so rare that I have a foe because I'm desperate for everyone to like me and I'm desperate to like everyone. I have to imagine Anne and
I
would love each other.
Do you have those friends or like best friends where it's like Anne and I are actually able to like bicker with each other because with everyone else we placate? Because Anne and I were talking about this because I was like, isn't it like the ultimate love that feel like safe enough as people pleasers to like bicker?
My best friend Kobe and I will yell at each other. Call each other bitch, call each other whatever we need to, because it's there is a certain tier that you reach with best friendship that dips into sibling, but not quite sibling, because sibling has a history that best friendship doesn't have, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
But I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, Anne is my like we're husband and wife. That's what we call it. That's what we call
cute.
Each other.
That's
it is
beautiful.
It is cute.
I love that.
It's our love story.
Oh, and you know what? There are many types of love.
Yeah.
And there are many types of romantic love.
Al, before we ask Mike to teach us this game, we're going to teach people pizza, which, by the way, Angela's already been on the pod. She had her chance to teach girl version, so you can teach boy.
Did she? And no, she
did
taught
not have her. She we had did her not chance. Give her the opportunity.
No, she had her chance.
No, she didn't.
She was on like 3 months ago. She
okay,
had
so it was before. It was
probably
pizza,
before this game
pizza,
was invented.
Pizza girl version was just a...
It was BC.
It was BPP.
Okay, but wait, can we, before we move on to pizza, can we all quickly try a speed haiku, which I think you've heard a little bit of. Yes. It's five syllables. Allie, I feel like we should do a speed haiku on this episode is not feeling as Christmassy as I would like.
So we gotta bring it back to Christmas.
Haiku on what Christmas ought to be?
Oh.
Al, go first.
This was such a hard setup.
Oh my God.
What Christmas ought to
I'll try. I'll try. Ho, ho, ho. For real. Bring back Santa, who is the meaning of Christmas.
Ride with me on a one-horse open sleigh. We can have a baby. Okay.
Okay. Okay is okay. Two. Okay is two.
Okay. Too many syllables. We can have a baby.
Okay.
We can have a baby, okay?
The last holiday. I am watching it.
Two more.
I know. On screen.
Uh-huh.
I am in, wait, I am at my mom's.
The last holiday, I am watching it on screen. I am at my mom's.
That
and
was
that's just, what
that
Christmas
was, that
ought
was
to
world
be.
Building. That
and
was
that's
world
what
building.
Christmas ought to be. And I also loved, I'm sure people heard it. I also loved, Allie said, two more. He said, I know.
We whispered into the microphones.
Two more.
I was going to want to say on TV, but that was... syllable too
no
many.
But you did very good. I think that's it's a very scary tightrope to walk, the speed haiku, and you did a very good job. Okay
not
pizza,
fast
pizza,
enough for
pizza,
my own
we
standards.
We have to hurry. We're burning daylight.
I know. Oh we God. Have so pizza, many pizza. We have
pizza
so many things
so,
we want to do.
Wait, and okay. Then you know we're gonna play a holiday round.
I love that.
Okay.
Of pizza pizza headed. We're fantastic. Gonna bring it back to the holidays.
Explain
so I also want to know your favorite like number one holiday movie.
Okay. Important.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
I do
no.
really want to know.
That's major.
So pizza boy version, really the OG, it actually wasn't the OG version. I will give credit to girl version, which was created by our friend. Dear friend Angela.
Yeah.
Should I explain girl version too?
I can fire through girl version.
You fire through girl version.
Girl version is this. So the name of the game is pizza. Those are the only words you need to know. Grant, Allie, can you and Mike, can you help? Here's how girl version goes. I will describe three objects, and then I will say pizza, as if I am one of those, sort of giving the vibe of one of those things, and you have to tell me which one it is. So,
and the beauty of what it could be in the girl version is you could pick anything. It could be a person, a feeling, uh-huh. a food, a smell.
Okay, so Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Present, Ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Great.
Here I go. Here I go. Pizza.
Christmas present.
No way. Yeah.
That what?
Yeah.
What did that feel like to you?
I was having
I couldn't have
trouble.
Done clearer acting.
I was having trouble.
Okay, let me try one more time. Let me
it's
try
very
one more
clear
time.
To me. I'm also
girl
a
version.
Forefather. I'm a forefather of pizza.
Yeah,
so.
You are. You are one of the OGs. Al, do you want to try? You want to try girl version? Do Grinch, Jack Skellington, Santa Claus. Give us pizza as one of those.
Pizza.
Grinch?
Or was it bad Grinch? What do you think it is, Grant?
Please guess what it was.
Okay, so
Skellington?
We're wrong. Okay.
Not
so
even
she's
close.
Just bad at
she's
the
bad
game.
At girl game. Hey, Idoits.
Okay, Playboy game.
Idoits.
Idoits. We call people Idoits. There's a the mini backstory is Allie created a group chat for us to talk through all the podcast logistics and labeled it idiot group for just adoits. She misspelled the word idiots, which there's some beautiful.
Adoits is like, that is like so delicious.
I have a bachelor. I have a bachelor's degree, whatever. Okay.
Okay.
Boy version, pizza, pizza.
Tell us.
Boy version. So boy version is so much simpler.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But it's a lot more challenging.
Yeah.
And it actually is community building.
Yeah.
So basically, what you're going to do in boy version is you're going to say you're a quote from a well-known movie. And it could be a well-known quote or just any quote that you think the group would know. But you only have the lines pizza, pizza to deliver it. So you must deliver the essence of the quote by just saying pizza, pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More difficult, but it allows us to come in together and try to solve the crime.
So we're going to play a pizza. We're going to play a pizza, pizza holiday edition.
Yes, please,
okay,
please, please.
I'm ready.
I have such a good one already.
Okay.
You do.
You want to go?
Yeah, you please go. Start.
Yeah.
Pizza, 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 pizza.
I know it.
I know it. And Grant, very good. I know exactly what it is. It's the Grinch when he's throwing the mail in the mail slots.
Jury duty, jury duty, jury duty. Wow,
very good.
And we're going to go to the refs. How many times can you repeat pizza?
Just twice.
Technically, just twice.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
But I would have gotten it just with the one, too. Good
but
job.
We're in early stages of conversations of maybe an expansion pack.
Okay, great.
Can I do hand motion?
Yes, absolutely. They're encouraged.
We need it.
Acting facially, yes. and just
bodily,
gestorally.
Yeah, and gestationally.
Gestationally.
Gesticularly.
Digestively.
Digestively.
Totally.
Okay, Mike, do you have a pizza pizza holiday? Boy version?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to do... do you have one? I'm still thinking. I'm between a few of them.
Okay, I could hit you with preacher, preacher.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Preacher, preacher.
Okay, is it like a, and then you can ask yes or no questions.
Yeah, you can ask yes or no.
Is it like a Christmas classic?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm sort of doing an imitation.
I'm sensing that.
I'm
yes.
having trouble.
Is it De Niro?
No, but no, a little older.
A little older than
yeah,
De Niro.
Yeah, yeah. It's a black and white film.
Oh, it's gotta be It's a Wonderful Life.
Correct. Okay. I was doing
James Stewart.
Clarence. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you so much.
He's got a Jimmy Stewart.
It's a decent Jimmy.
Wow.
And there's one thing we know on the podcast. I do a decent Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, I've got one.
Yeah.
Al.
I've got one. Pizza. Pizza.
Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone. No. Fuck.
Oh, damn. I was kind of going in that direction. Yeah.
Pizza. Pizza.
I'm in love and I don't care who knows it. Why?
From go. L?
From
Let's
L? Go.
Wow.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Okay, I was going to do one from Elf, so I need to change it.
No, do one from Elf, and we won't know what it is.
No, I just said it was from Elf.
Do one from Elf and we won't know what
and
movie
we won't
it's from.
Know. We won't know. I swear we won't know, Mike.
Okay. We're going to move on for a second.
I love that.
We're going to go ahead and move on.
I'm driving this
shit. It is now time for us to, each and every week, we have some of the listeners send in.
Wait, I have one.
Oh, you have it. Okay, great.
It's
we're back.
Really easy. Okay. I think you're going to get it. Pizza. Pizza.
Oh, my God.
Are you allowed to sing a melody?
Yes.
Okay, sister,
white Christmas. Okay. Wow.
Pizza.
That was real easy.
There was never such devoted pizza. Never had to have a pizza. Okay. Each and every week we have listeners send in a problem that they're having and we try to solve it through the power of beautiful music or at the very least, music. Allie joins me in for that. Joins me
oh, yeah.
For that.
Sorry,
normally,
I was spacing out.
We try to solve it through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
Thank you. And this week's comes in from our listener, Will. Will has a problem that he'd like us to solve.
Howdy, siblings. This is Will, also known as Tornado Texan. I have a question for you guys about Christmas ornaments. In my family, my parents started this tradition when my brother and I were young, that they would give us a ornament every year, with the idea being that when we moved out and had Christmas trees of our own, we would get these ornaments and have a jump start on our Christmas ornament collection. So while I moved out, you know, years ago, this is the first time that I'm putting up a tree and have the ornaments. So, but I realized as I was putting up the ornaments that not only were the ones that I remember being given included in this collection, but also the baby's first Christmas ornaments that my parents got when I was born. What do I do with these? Hoping you can help out this fellow Doy. Thanks, y'all.
My mom just asked me if I wanted my baby's first Christmas ornaments, and I said, what are you talking about? It's your baby.
How do we help Will?
Oh, I know.
Al, go ahead, lead us. Will?
You're going to have a baby, Will. So people aren't confused about the baby ornaments on your tree.
Yeah. Hey, Will. You're gonna have to have a baby, Will. That's the only reason that you've got a baby's first Christmas on your tree. It seems easier to have a baby than it is to try to explain why you have a baby's first Christmas ornament on your tree. So Will, you're gonna have to have a baby. Have a baby, Will.
I've got an alternate suggestion.
Feel free, Mike, cause nothing here is real.
At the start of the new year, you gotta work really hard to make your nickname baby.
Yes.
And then everyone will start calling you baby. You might have to talk in third person and say, ooh, baby, like that. Ooh, baby wants like sweet green.
Baby wants sweet green. And then you're also going to have to convince everyone that you've never had a Christmas before.
Because you could be Jewish.
You could be Jewish or anything other than Christian.
So first you're
going
to have to convert to Judaism.
Make sure everyone thinks your nickname is Baby. And make sure that you celebrate all the Jewish holidays.
For at least 1 year, then you're going to convert back.
Afterwards. And that's how you make sure it's Baby's first Christmas. That's how you make sure it's baby's first Christmas. That's how you make sure it's baby's first Christmas.
So yeah, do you want to have a baby?
Or do you
want to
be a baby?
Be baby.
All right.
Al? That 5 minute warning?
Al, yeah.
Can you believe?
Yeah.
There's literally a camera on you.
There's literally a camera on Grant.
The whole world saw you put up the five, Grant.
A peek behind the camera.
Each and every week,
Grant be giving us time warnings.
Allie ranks the brothers. She decides which one of us is better. So,
and it's based on real criteria about which one is less annoying.
I just want to know, you know, sort of Christmas wise, like, I'm just sort of like, Al. Just before you rank us, I just want you to know that I just wish for you to have the greatest Christmas.
Let me just do it. Let me just
unrelated to the ranking, I think you're so special.
He does this every week where he gives me a compliment to try to sway the ranking. It's not gonna
happen. I think you're so special, and I love spending the holidays with you, but if you want to rank the brothers, go ahead. Allie sings a Rank the Brothers intro, and it's different every year. Or I mean every
year.
Every week. Christmas tree, but we're ranking 1, 2, 3. I gotta rank the brothers this Christmas season. There is one who's best and two who are second best. It's based on how annoying they are. It's the ranking of the brothers.
Santa has his list.
And I have.
Whoa!
This year, I guess I'll rank my number two brother first because there's three here. Number two brother this week is Gabe Gibbs.
Oh,
wow.
Second out of three, an honor.
And
so that means when you declare number one, you'll have declared a last place?
Yes.
Damn.
And why?
They don't even get.
Why is Gabe number two? Why is Gabe number two? That's because I had gone to a coffee shop I got frustrated. They didn't have what I needed. And then I gave up. And then he did the coffee run this morning. And he didn't even complain. He just said, I'll do it.
So someone beat that act of heroism, is yes. what you're saying?
And I'll tell you who it is. The number one Christmas brother 2026 is Mike. My new brother, Mike.
Me? Wow. I did not expect that. Oh, what a rush.
My new number one brother, Mike. My favorite person in wow. this room. Well, now that's right.
Now we really can't have a kid.
Now we can really have a baby now that you're my number one brother.
And here's the thing. She says, anytime we have a guest, she says that they are her favorite person in the room. So the thing is, she's not kidding.
Yeah, I believe that.
She's not kidding. She's in a room with her two fucking brothers.
Yeah.
Her two idiot brothers.
And if we're, like, obviously I love
my
brothers. And
this beautiful man walks in. Obviously the number one brother this week.
Obviously, I love my brothers down. Obviously, we're like family and whatever. But typically, if someone else walks in the room, they'll wind up at the top of the heap.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Humbling. Yeah. Thank you.
You've earned it.
It is really sweet that you guys are close.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice.
And you have fun together. I mean, you're literally making
as much as we can
content together. As much. There's nothing closer.
Nothing better than Sibbo's creating content together.
I don't know if we're close, but we do create content. And that's all that matters this Christmas season.
You know what that instills, though? Structure.
Structure.
You are getting together weekly.
Yes.
We are getting together weekly.
You are structuring time to spend together.
Yep. Come rain or shine.
Can't say the same for my siblings and I.
Well, you need to make content together and then you'll be motivated externally. You'll have some extrinsic motivation to create content.
You hear that, David? We got to start a podcast.
All right. Are we finishing with a song?
We're finishing with a song.
But you didn't even tell me your favorite holiday movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to ask, if you were Santa, what would you want left under the, next to the chimney for you? We have to go, though. It's such a great prom.
We can do this.
What would be your milk and cookies?
We can do this.
My favorite holiday movie is The Holiday, which I recently stated online publicly, and I don't feel ashamed of this because why would I? That I think Jack Black is so hot in that movie.
Oh, yeah. People think that.
Instead of milk and, instead of milk and cookies, would you have Jack Black?
No. I would have... an iced vanilla oat latte. Okay, you go.
Ooh. Okay, my favorite holiday movie, you know, it is White Christmas. I think it's just sentimentally, like, that
Same.
Is what I grew up with. It's my dad's favorite. We watch it every year. I really do love it. It makes no sense, but I love that it makes no sense.
And what would you
and I see so much? I see so much inspiration in Gabe and Alden.
Stop.
Figgy Pudding Boys?
Oh, it is so kind white Christmas.
In the best way.
Totally.
Okay, my milk and cookies would be, I'll be so honest with myself. It's a Fairlife core power elite 42-gram chocolate protein shake.
Period.
And banana pancakes.
Grant, what's yours?
You said that. That was gorgeous.
Banana pancakes. Okay, Jack Johnson, get out of here. Fairlife and banana pancakes.
And by the way, you're putting that down the hatch at 3 a.m. because that's what time you're
Absolutely,
approaching
it. Absolutely, because there's never a bad time to get some gains.
Totally.
Amen.
I've always said that.
Grant, your favorite holiday movie?
It's obviously The Grinch with Jim Carrey, the 2000, yep, year 2000 hit. And what I want under the tree this year?
3-9-11, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, crazy, wow. Huh? We wouldn't have made that movie after that, huh?
No.
Anyway.
Grinch is sort of a terrorist.
It
is kind of a terrorist.
What I want under the tree is a cute little mini version of Michael.
Oh. Michael, even.
Oh, Michael, even.
Thank you, Grant.
And Gabe?
I think my favorite is probably Grinch, but I'll say a different one. Just this year, it's the fucking Jonas Brothers one. They're a Christmas movie? No. I mean, yes. I mean, no, but yes.
Careful, they listen.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do they listen?
I don't think
Which
so.
Which ones?
I think Frankie.
Four.
I think All Frankie four. Listens.
And you matter, Frankie.
You matter, Frankie. I think, and if you were to put, it would be, I've been really liking like a orangier red wine.
Ooh.
Like not a red, like a heavy red, like a light red, like a chilled red wine.
I love a chilled red.
And a lime scooter.
To eat.
Friends, this has been Mom Said. This has been Mike Levinson, who we love very much, and we're very thankful to have spent our Christmas morning with him.
Happy to be a part of the family.
And we're hoping that you listen to this on Christmas with your family, and you watch it on the YouTubes, and you listen to it wherever you listen to it, or you take a drive to get away from your family. But for you,
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
Appreciate you guys being a part of this crazy show. Appreciate Mike for being on this episode. And to our youngest listeners, we know we have some young listeners, so here you go. This is for you.
Hey, go to bed. Go to bed.